بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عند ذكر الصالحين تنزل الرحمة، وإن ذكر الطالحين تنزل النقمة. You talk about the pious, then there is Ahmad that descends. And when you talk about bad, evil, wrong type of people, then the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala also comes down. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. The stories, why they relate as a lesson. ما نثبت به فؤادك. And then to encourage you, to give you some strength and support for the good that you are doing. So you read the stories of these righteous, read it again and again until you acquire strength from it. One sportsman had to give a talk in Oregon school. So someone asked him, he became very popular, you know, internationally reclaimed, known, so much of publicity. So how did you get this? So he says, when I took sports as a career, right, then I thought to myself that who are the people that were leading in sport? So I seen to the people that were the leading in that sport. Then I picked up the biographies. What was their lifestyle? What were the important things that they did in their life? How they trained, how they practiced. And then within a few years, Allah gave me the same type of recognition and publicity that these people got. Alright, on the side of the Sharia, we say that it's a waste of time. You're not supposed to be taking sports as a hobby or as a profession. It's impermissible, incorrect. But the lesson that I'm drawing out here is something else. The lesson is that when he wanted to excel, then he looked into the lives of those that have excelled in that. Looked into them, examined them properly, alright, these are the persons, these people here, they excelled, and how they excelled, what made them excel, and then he emulated them. So when a person is serious about something, then he goes to any extent, I must read this from here, think about that person, what did he do, how did he get this. Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, so every Sahabi, and he was a star. The thing, the noticeable thing in Sahaba Ikram, is you cannot say that every Sahabi was a muhakkik and a specialist, you can't say that. But you would say that every Sahabi was a guide, endorsed by Rasulullah SAW. So if you followed a Sahabi, then the hidayat is guaranteed. بِأَيِّهِمْ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Guaranteed by Rasulullah SAW, and because he's been endorsed by Rasulullah SAW, so whichever Sahabi, high or low, in other side they are all high, but amongst them there will be stages, there will be levels obviously. So whoever you follow, your guidance is guaranteed. So now, it was not the research, I say, not the perfection in knowledge, just knowledge, that made them guiding stars. So what was the thing in the Sahaba Ikram that made them such that Rasulullah SAW had to endorse all of them? Endorsed and endorsed the last one. What was it? Probably something. So Therefore, it is important that we read the Sahaba Ikram, look at them, take one Sahabi, look at his life, try and understand what did he do, how did he do. Then we, as we examine their lives, then things unravel, they open out. When you're going to be reading stories of nonsensical things, nonsensical people, then you become, your brain becomes also nonsense. And when you're going to be reading about people that are sensible, people that are understanding, people that keep the lead in being, then you'll also begin to become sensible people, people that will give the lead in being. That is provided we read the story and then reflect over the contents. See, there's two different things. One is, I want to make something permissible and I look for some evidence. Or if someone has pointed out my mistake, I will try to justify myself somehow. Look for some story and then try and prove my innocence. And the other is now to look into the lives of these righteous, Sahaba Ikram, etc. and see, alright, what's there for me? How can I correct myself? What the Sahaba is to be doing? And then how do I correct myself? How do I conduct myself? So now look at a Sahabi like Al-Qab Aslami of Iran, right? Not very popular, not too well known, but he's a Sahabi. He's a companion of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every Sahabi, this was not like a common denominator in each one of them. He was after something. How must I please Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Humble myself with respect. Make him happy and humble myself with respect. That was now a common daily thought. What will please the Sulay Paksasan and what will amount to respect? And I must humble myself. Anyone. Ibn Abbas Radhiyallahu Anhu is the cousin of the Sulay Paksasan. So he liked to see how Rasul-e-Pak did his tahajjud namaz. His khala, we'll say Masi. Masi, khala, mahi. His khala was one of the Azwaj-e Mutahharat, respected family of Rasul-e-Pak, Hazrat Maymuna radhiyallahu anha. He says, I went up and I spent the night in my khala's house. So I got the permission and I spent the night. And I saw closely straight away, alright, how Rasulullah gets up, what does he do, how does he perform the namaz. So then he says that I stood on the wrong side, so Rasulullah corrected me, brought me on the right side. Because if it is just two people performing namaz, then the muftadi will stand on the right of the imam. Then the second thing he says, then Rasulullah, when he put me equal to himself, so I went a little back. Performing namaz in jamaat, so he put me in line, and then I went a little back. So after the namaz, Rasulullah asks, why did you go back? I am pleased to hear, why did you go back? So he says, it's not for Ibn Abbas to be in line with the Rasul of Allah. How can he do this? He must be behind Rasul of Allah, he can't be in line. So these aspects of the Sahaba Ikram, you will find the same things in Abu Akabir. So if you read the stories of the Akabir, then there's a lot of semblance between them and the Sahaba Ikram. But that is for the person who wants to see it, will see it. Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had a lot of respect for Ulama Ikram. Though, if formerly he was not a Mawlana, according to Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he studied until Mishkat. And that was now Minta, end. Allah chooses whoever for whatever work, someone for one work, someone for another work. Now that's the distribution and appointment of Allah Ta'ala. Everybody is not the same. So, Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was chosen perhaps for Suluk and Tariqat to guide in this line, spiritual development, correction, that was now Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, to bring them onto spirituality, righteousness, the steps or the ways to gain proximity to Allah Ta'ala. So that was his forte. So he will show, all right, do this, don't do this, come like this. Do. So as you build up that type of a relationship, then he will show. So initially, as Ali Sahib Rahmatullah, you should have a lot of respect. In fact, right throughout his life, so a lot of respect for Ulama Kiram. And out of his respect for Ulama Kiram, he didn't want to take them in for bayat. Not Ulama would take them readily, but Ulama wouldn't take them, not because of any other reason, but because of the respect. Until one day he sees in the dream that up to that point, Hadisa wasn't married. So the woman of the house used to prepare the meals for the guests. Ali Sahib, I have guests now, someone is coming from here, whatever, 5 people, 10 people, 15 people. So the woman of the house will take care. Now, on one night he sees in the dream that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling the woman, you move away, I will prepare for my guests. I will prepare for my guests. So Al-Hari Sahib understood that this is an indication now that now Ulama will come. Because Ulama Kiram are the guests of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they are the guests of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I must accept them. That's what he understood of the dream. And not very much long after that, when you had the greatest luminary of time, Al-Mu'al Gangui Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And all of them, a glaring thing in their life was respect. How they conducted themselves, what they did, how they emulated, how they followed. Too much of respect. Just like drowned in respect. Up to this point, Al-Mu'al Gangui Sahib Rahmatullah Ali didn't have any formal relationship with Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Just knew, all right, he was a saint of the time. And nothing more than that. So nobody seen him like a great alim of the time. But yes, they accepted him as a saint of the time. So, as Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah got to know that his intention is to go and discuss a certain masla with Sheikh Muhammad Rahmatullah. Now Sheikh Muhammad is Hari Sahib's peer-bai. Peer-bai means two people bear to the same Sheikh. They call him a peer-bai. A peer-bai is a surname as well. Haji-bai, peer-bai. So, Hari Sahib got to know that he's going to discuss some mustawa with Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And Ali Sahib indicated to Mawad Gangui Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, not a student, not a murid, not a family, nothing. So no, don't do this. That's all. And he just gave it up. Now it was a Shari'i masla that he wanted to go and discuss. But he felt that Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had taken a wrong stance. And because he had taken a wrong stance, therefore he needed to rectify something about Isa alayhi salam being buried in Medina Munawwara next to Rasulullah person. Those that had been perhaps for Hajj or Umrah in the early 60s or late 50s, then it was to be marked off at a certain point that Hadha Mawdi'u Qabri Isa alayhi salam was marked there. So he wanted to discuss the same thing. But Hadi Sahib says, no, ye hamare bade hai. But he just shoved the eye straight away. But you see, when they start off, what line they start off with? The line that they start off with is that find, listen to the person, understand. And after that, things just escalate. See, the respect is there. And after that, it just escalates. Munshi Sahib Ahmad Talib was in Janda, right? Then I used to see some of the people that were connected with him. I didn't spend a lot of time. Sometimes on a Sunday, we used to have a majlis. So I had to go and attend the majlis. But I used to see the respect. The ulama, or non-ulama, they make wuzu, they talk with much respect. In fact, if they can, they'll just keep quiet, let him do the talking until he asks something. They won't have just an informal type of a relationship. Right? And then that is maintained right through their lives. You see it in their lives. This is the way, the demeanor, how they respected, what they showed. And then their lives changed. Right? Some people were on a different note, two different line. Then they connected to Munshi Sahib Ahmad Tari and they came out of the Sunnah. Families came out of the Sunnah. But then you look at what was the bottom line. The bottom line was their respect. So now, this was the point of Munshi Sahib Ahmad Tari. And then he is getting connected to Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi. Hadi Sahib initially requested him to stay over for a few days. And then he just pulled on and on. One day he feels like going, and Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi asked him to sit on, stay over. And someday, he wants to himself stay over. Sometimes Hadi Sahib is encouraging him to stay over, and sometimes he wants to see until it dragged for over 40 days. So that was now the first relationship. At the time of Biyad, so he says to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi, you see all this long tahajjud and long zikr, I can't do all these things. How am I going to start? He's talking about perhaps his limitation, and he's seeing others now, like so much of zikr, so much of tahajjud. I can't manage all these things. So Hadi Sahib told him, aapko kis ne kaha? Who asked you to do these things? Then, now in India, they have it, the charpais, they call it the bedding. The bedding is so light, you know, the bed. Bedding doesn't mean just a mat to sleep on, no, whole bed. Right? The bed is so light, that one hand you can carry the thing and place it wherever you want. So in the summers, they leave it in the open. Nice cool breeze you get. So Hadi Sahib sits, he got his bed there, and Gangohi Sahib got his bed also in the same area. So Hadi Sahib had got up at about 2:15, like his routine. He got up for tahajjud. And Gangohi Sahib says, you know, I already confirmed with it, I'm not going to do all these things here. But he said, my eyes opened up, and I began to move from one posture to the other, side to side. Karvate badal tera. Your sleep breaks, so you change your side, try to get a sleep. But I thought I wasn't getting the sleep. No. So I thought to myself, now, why must I waste that time? Do something. So I did a few rakats of tahajjud. Then they were making zikr, so I started off zikr. By the morning, Hadi Sahib is telling me, "Arey, mera boli Rashid sir, tum to purane khub kharrat ki tarah se zikr kar rahe the. You were doing zikr like a person experienced for years." Then they asked her, "Mohan Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, phir kya hua? What happened after that?" Then his words were, "Phir to hum mar mite." Then I gave myself to this. Full, not bitter, I gave myself, complete. Then, like you say, you know, you don't turn back. Now, Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh is still young at the time. He He just graduated, maybe he was about 25, 28, somewhere at that time, right? But now his ilm was such, from that time he gave it, his ilm was such, that was Shasabha, which was here for more than Vuisabha, Vali. But his ilm was such, that if, see, the books of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi were all obliterated, all wiped out, this man would have replaced it. His depth, understanding, overview was such. Again, you see the respect, how dedicated, how committed, and then how Allah Ta'ala blesses you. See, from the beginning, how they started off. That's why we read these stories. Iman sabbi to be father. Strengthens our heart, gives us a direction, opens our sight, opens our understanding. All right, this is what he did, how he got it right, what were they doing. So, Hazaji Hamlet should say that this yaksir is very effective. This association and the stories of this place, yaksir, very effective. So the association is very effective, provided fikr is better. Fikr is better. You're sitting down with some concern. Not now, I need to get the roza passed, you know. Keeping roza, I can't do anything now. So let's sit in the masjid. Time will pass, listen to something. Before you know it, it's only iftar time. So, not with that frame of mind. I came with a fikr. So for the person who's got a fikr, why he exceeds it, it's very effective. And then it's a pleasure also to see Jalalabad. And I went there for 5-6 months. I see ulama, everybody tried to come on the first row of Hazrat. As the majlis is started off, the whole first two lines is taken off. First two, three lines, everybody. Ramadan, Lower Ramadan. But it's just taken off. Murids, Khalifas, whoever, they want to be there. But that talab, you see that fikr. So when you got that fikr takes you on. That is the thing that activates something. So to the degree, to the level of fikr you have, that's the escalation. What fikr, what concern you're coming in with, that takes you on. So here, in this part here, this fikr, this concern is very important. Like we have respect, muhabbat, confidence, that we spoke about in the past, then this concern, I need to get this thing right now. I must get it right. How must I get it right? So I have to see them, see the way, their ways, how they conducted themselves. Right? Some alim comes in, khalifa, no, not khalifa, old, young. But if he just comes in, even if he's coming, say, for example, from Dioban, somewhere near, or he's gone, he had undertaken a journey, maybe gone to Bombay and came back. So, the first thing he will do is go and meet Hazrat Muhammad Ali. And if he's leaving, say he's leaving now, then he will go and meet. And I would see some of them, they would do this, but now, I need to leave, say, tomorrow or the next day after. So then, today, we will meet and speak about the intentions that I will leave in 2 days' time. Right? And then, so you've already explained your intentions, then the day you're leaving, you're going to meet again. So, now, you see that adab that they show. You're coming or you're going. Whether you're in the khanqah or in the khanqah, but you're living around. So you go and meet them. As you're leaving, you meet them again. So it was such an atmosphere of muhabbat, atmosphere of respect, muhabbat, etc. I would see the likes of Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is a contemporary of Hazrat Ji Ramtari, studied at the same time in Dioban. Though Mustafa was senior in age, but both showed great love and respect for each other. So the respect is to be at such a level that the Mustafa has to take a small journey, undertake a small journey. Say, for example, from Deoband to Delhi or to Bombay or somewhere. Then he'll make it a point to meet Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He'll meet them, then 2 days journey, 3 days journey, but to make it a point, I need to go and meet these people here, and then he will leave. Now, it wasn't his sheikh, wasn't his ustad, wasn't his family, but then, see the degree of respect. Now, we will go away, we'll come back, the elder doesn't know the man went, doesn't know that you came back, doesn't know you're going, or doesn't know that you are staying, doesn't know, absolutely nothing. Then, what happens from that point? So, the children will learn the same thing. That when we're going, we don't need to meet. Coming back, we don't need to meet. So now, what type of mind is birthed after that? That mind is very dangerous. So that free mind. Free mind, oh, hey, I must do my thing, he must do his thing. And it looks like a small thing. That I'm going, so I don't need to meet, why must I meet? What's the big deal? So why must I meet? So it may seem like a small thing, right? And why must I meet? What's the big deal about it that I was going to meet? So it may seem like a small thing. But then, after that, what happens? Your juniors begin to see, alright, this is your take. So then, they will have the same type of a relationship with you now. We don't need to meet you now. Because you are the same towards your seniors. So I must meet you. So is that the atmosphere of love, respect, muhabbat, etc.? This was the cornerstone in the lives of the Sahaba Kiram. Umar radiallahu anhu is going for Umrah and he goes and expresses his intention to the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Rasulullah says, tells him, أَشْرِكْنَا فِي دُعَائِكَ يَا أُخِيَّةً. All what our Akabir is doing, we find it in the lives of the Sahaba Kiram. We definitely find it. But just that you must look for it. You look for it, you'll find it. I was speaking about Ibn Abbas and Yama, and I spoke about Hazrat Ghanoui Sahib Rahmatullah, the resemblance. Ibn Abbas, Hazrat Ghanoui Rahmatullah. Look at the semblance. See that aspect of respect. So Hazrat Ghanoui Sahib Rahmatullah is taking birth at the hands of Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah. So Hadi Sahib should prompt them to say these words. Biyat letahu imdadullah ki haath ke upar. I'm taking birth at the hands of imdadullah. So when it came to the Ghanoui Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he asked him to repeat these words here, so he repeated like this. He said the verse like this. بیعت لیا میں نے حضرت حاجی قطب الوقت مأوانا فی الدنیا والآخرہ ان کے ہاتھوں کے اوپر میں بیعت لیتا ہوں. See now. حضرت گنگوئی صاحب رحمت اللہ finished the بیعت. حاجی صاحب سے یہ پہلا دن ہوا کہ کوئی ہوشیار آدمی یہاں پر آیا. It's the first day that a understanding, a sensible person came in. Why? Because the person that is initiating you, he can't say ma'wana, maljana, and hazard, he can't say. But the one that is being initiated, he must understand that the man is saying something out of humility. Now, I can't repeat the same words. I must say with respect. He would say with humility, and I would say with respect. See that? See, so this respect, the muhabbat, etc., it comes. But the bottom line is, in this whole thing is, what level of fiqh are you sitting with? Someone is sitting with one fiqh, someone is sitting with the next fiqh. the type of figure that you're sitting, and then that goes through. That concern, that worry, I need to do something for my life. What must I do? So you've got that figure, that concern, that things open up, and if that figure is not there, then you come, you will not be deprived of the salaam, right? But you won't get that which you're supposed to be learning. Right? See, this matter of ihsan, do it well. And the ingredients of doing it well is do it with respect, love, passion. I say nowadays that life is one opportunity. Lifetime opportunity, just one opportunity, one chance. Do it. Walk through this avenue or this passage of life, you walk just once. So you have to walk through it well. Do it well, do it correctly. You won't get a second chance. So bring about this level of fikr. And if that fikr is not there, then you will spend 10 years or so, but you won't get that which you're supposed to be getting. Like now you look at a HIFS class, right? One child is coming, but he doesn't have that fikr. Coming, casual, going, I ask you, will he do the course properly? Against a child came there just for a year, 2 years, but his fikr, his concern, I need to learn. Perhaps in 6-7 months he may just make it. That's the level of fikr. So here also it's a level of fikr. And I explain that this thing, this relationship here, Muhammad says, La atilu bil faqri shay'an. I term this to be the greatest thing. Then what is the level of fikr that is required to get this? Is it a casual thing? No, I must be worried, concerned. I need to turn my life around. I am the imam of my children. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ imama. So if the imam is right, then the children will be right. And I am corrupt, my children will be good off. Now, I can't be so selfish. So this requires concern, it requires humility, it requires love. All these things come into the play to make the person. And one of the ingredients is not there, then you don't get it. Like you need the masala, you need the flavor, and then you need the salt. And someone says, no, but the salt is not so important. You know? I ask you, will it come out right? Although it's just one pinch of salt that you add. But minus the salt, so it may seem so insignificant, but you don't do it, and you don't get the finish. So we're talking about Kab Aslami Adira. And each Sahabi, see, each Sahabi is a guiding star. So the guiding star, there must have been something by him. They seated by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How they seated? Ka'anna ala ru'usim at-tayyik. Like there's a bird sitting on their heads. So if there's a bird sitting on your head and you don't want it to move away, how you sit? Still. See that concern. So there's something in the Sahaba Ikram that made them Sahaba. Something. They're sitting there and nobody has got the heart to look in the eyes, straight in the eye. Look a little bit down. Besides Abu Bakr and Umar on each side. On one side Umar and Abu Bakr. They would see and smile at Rasulullah, and Rasulullah would also smile back at them. Now, they also recognize the seniority of the seniors. See this respect. Now, today I've opened up this whole thing. Why open it out is not that you begin to respect me, but this is the procedure, and my passion is for people to progress. But then I think how they'll progress. It will look like as though I want people to respect me. But if they're not going to show this thing yet, then they'll be laid back. And coming Ramadan, coming some other day, but you don't have that level of concern, fikr, muhabbat, that level of humility, etc. And how is it going to happen? Coming. But you're not seeing the results. You're not seeing the fruit. See, you planted a tree. What a tree. But the whole intention is to get the fruit. Not just to see the beauty of the tree. You want some production from the tree. That's why you got it down. But now, you're seeing the beauty of the tree, but there's no fruit coming out. You can see it's flowering, but it's not fruiting. So there's something short, isn't it? So that's why you look at the Sahaba Ikram and you find a lot of things. But then you have to see it and see it properly. That is why for us, it's easier to look at this Akabir. From there you go to the Sahaba Ikram. Because we haven't understood these people here. We will understand the Sahaba Ikram. We can't appreciate these people here that are in front of our eyes. Because where will we have the eyes to look at the Sahaba Ikram? See, our mind has gone so naive, so short-sighted. We can't even see this. So we have to open our eyes, see them in perspective, then you see all right. Now, you're getting something from the Sahaba Ikram. And before that, you didn't get it. Because, you know, let's follow Sahaba Ikram, wise statements. Then when you're seeing things, you know, in retrospect, you understand, you see things right. So each Sahabi friend is about humility, respect. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, you see, right? It's a time now when a Khalifa is to be appointed, right? So the Saqifa Bani Sa'idah, that's the place they are in. And it's a time for appointing the Khalifa. So this is come in Bukhari Sharif. So there's still now a discussion going on as to who to be appointed there. And Umar says, Sawaltu hadithan fi nafsi, qad raditu biha. I had already prepared something in my mind. I want to deliver it on that occasion. I prepared it. Because, you know, I was very happy about it. And I want to deliver something on that occasion. Obviously, perhaps he had in mind that Abu Bakr must be appointed as the Khalifa. Or something else similar, whatever else. But I already prepared it in my mind. And now look at the respect that he had for Abu Bakr. Rasulullah left the world just now, 1-2 days ago. But in advance, his respect. See, the seniors, they don't have to be your sheikh, but you can see now in the jama'ah, they are the senior. Right? So now look at the respect they have got for Abu Bakr. So he says, Abu Bakr just indicated to me that I mustn't say anything. And I just kept quite straight. Immediately I just kept quiet. Because, you know, I'd rather die, says his words, I'd rather die than disappoint Abu Bakr. Yeah. See the respect. So I asked for that respect as far as wajib, Surat al-Muqadda. But he said, I'd rather die than do something to displease Abu Bakr. Yeah. See the esteem that he held, just one of the seniors of Rasulullah. So they became what they became, not just like that. There was a whole struggle that went with this, whole struggle. And Abu Bakr, Umar, a brave man like him, the Quraysh, they are terrified when they hear his name. But when he comes to this side, then you see the humility, the respect, the way he carries himself. So he says, I'd rather die than do this. Now we're talking about this hadith of Hazrat Ka'b Aslami Yadiyar. The points are coming. We are just discussing it as a muzakara. So he says, I used to like to be in the khidmat of Rasulullah Pasun. More, perhaps, when the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Safar. At home now, it's going to be difficult. If there's a stranger, Ibn Abbas was an exception because he's a family. The family to the respected family. So there's no parda, right? But now, everybody is in a bus, but I also need to do something. I'm looking for an opportunity. How can I express my humility, my love, my regards? Something I must do. So, it's all right. How I can work it out, when the Nabi Sallam is on a journey, then I will look at him at the time of tahajjud. Tahajjud, wuzu, toilet, miswak, whatever is required at that time. When the Nabi Sallam announced, Ashabik and Majum, so there must have been a reason, each one of them. See, they didn't excel like experts in hadith or something like that. Then why were they guiding stars? See that figure, that concern, the love, the respect, all went together to make them guiding stars. And now we think now, the guy is now, I must excel in the subject, so I must excel, I must be a specialist on this thing here, and then I will get recognized. The Sahabi Karam felt different. No, we must show our whole heart, our mind, our fikr, all must be there. So he found a chance to do this khidmat at the time of tahajjud. The Nabi Sallam recognized it. So he asked him, Sal ma badalak, ask what you want. Now imagine what a chance. A musafir's dua answer, right? Then it's the time of tahajjud. Then it is Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Then number four is Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam initiating this. Ask what you want. See, four things coming into the play. So at that time you need someone to help you along, right? So there's a need, right? And then he is offering himself throughout the duration of the safar. When he finds that Nabi Sallam is undertaking a journey, so I will do this much here. But throughout the duration of the journey, then you're offering a service. Our service is to straighten the shoes. I don't say don't do it. But more than 95% of the time, that's not required. It's just a formality, right? Now, understand that the straightening the shoes is an idiomatic expression. جہاں تک یا جب تک کسی کی جوتی کو سیدھی نہیں کریں گے تو کچھ حاصل نہیں ہوگا. Until you don't straighten the shoes, you won't get anything. So, it's not supposed to be taken literally. Are we taking this to go straight in the shoe? Something like you have to have an understanding of what is it? What's required here? See, in every language they've got an idiomatic expression. So if you understand it. If you don't understand the idiom, then you are an idiot, right? Sorry for saying the word. Make maaf for that. Now in Urdu, you're very happy. So you say, Mera dil baag baag ho gaya. Mera dil usko dekh karke baag baag ho gaya. Now you give a literal translation. My heart is garden garden. What do you understand? It's an idiomatic expression to show, yeah, I was really happy. That's the nature. I was really happy. But if you take a word for word, literal translation, you mess the whole thing up. They say, Karela, Neem Chara. Right? So this Urdu expression, right? Idiomatic expressions. Karela, you know Karela. And Neem is a slingerberry. You know slingerberry? What is sweet or bitter? Bitter, right? So, you see, you're adding slingerberry to Karela. What does it mean? Huh? No, you make it worse now. It was bad, then you make it worse. Right. So there's a lot of expression. And this expression has to be learned. They say, oh, bagle jhankne lage. Bagle jhankne lage. It's an Urdu expression, right? Bagal means the armpits. So you can look at the armpits. So what does it mean? It was in amazement, or in shame. Bagle jhankne lage. So these are expressions, you should know these things. So this khidmat is, it's got two meanings. In my understanding, to ensure that you're making the senior person happy with your concern, your figure, your presence, the way you carry yourself. If you understand this man is really, really on, then I think, you know, make the dua, you say, the duas just come out. One is you ask the person for dua. And one is the dua just flow. It's a difference. One is the dua flowing, and one is asking for the dua. You see, his kawas, story, he's not asking, but duas are just flowing. So he must have done something to come to that level, that the duas are just flowing. So, Rasulullah is observing, he's a concern, commitment, he's with me, he's looking, what must I do? It's not just straightening the shoes. So what must I do? Make it easy, enjoyable. A few days ago, I was reading a story of Asma bint Umaysa. So, every sahabi is too beautiful. Asma, she's also class of her own. So, she, how blessed she was. First, she was the wife of her Jafar, right? Jafar got shaved in Muta. Yeah? Then she became the wife of her Abu Bakr. You see, it's really high classes. It's a class of its own. Then she got married to her, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then, after her Abu Bakr passed away, she got married to her Ali radiallahu anhu. So all three leaders, Jafar is a leader, Abu Bakr, then her Ali radiallahu anhu. And she must have been a great woman herself. So when she came to visit her Hafsa radiallahu anha. Right. Hafsa is Umar's daughter radiallahu anha. So Umar spotted her. So he said, Al Bahriya, Al Habshiya. Oh, that woman that traveled by boat to Abyssinia. Are you the same one? Yeah. And so it's not a hadith on its own. But a very strong woman, a very witty woman, great woman. Some other day we'll discuss other aspects, but now it's her Ali radiallahu's marriage with her Fatima radiallahu. Right? So normally women have it like that woman is getting married for the first time. And she's young, 16, she must have been about 16, 17. So they give her some support, moral support. You know, it's a young woman. So she feels a little bit, what you say, unfamiliar or awkward, yeah. She feels a bit awkward now. So there will be some other senior woman to worry, be at home, everything will be well, they'll give her that support. And just then, Rasulullah arrived. And when Rasulullah arrived, all the other women went away. But this Asma, she stuck around. You see, every sahabi, really, you know, just read them again and again. Think, open your minds. And we'll just interject it, right? Throw the phone and you can think. As long as you've got the phone, you can't think. You take it from me, you go to that phone, you can't think. It means you shut your whole brain. The brain has been shut. So you can't think. That phone is thinking for you. So you got a problem, or I Google, what must I do now? So you've got no brains of your own. A lot of things are stored in your mind. You think you'll get the answer. Allah will guide you. So Rasulullah asks her, that when I came in, all disappeared, but why you remained? So she says, no, I thought to myself, that Fatima, you know, she'll need some additional support. Right. So is there someone senior, someone that she's familiar with? Well, she's also a muhajira, right? From Makkah Mukarrama. So Fatima will know her. Someone that she's familiar will take her, the senior woman. My presence, she'll feel comfortable, she'll feel relaxed, she won't feel awkward. That's why I said, I just remain here until when I have to leave, I'll leave. But give her that additional support. So Nabi Sam was very, very happy with this. You see this yesterday I've been speaking about it, that kindness. Even if it is that some of your own comforts have to be sacrificed. So she also had a home. She also got some duties, some things to attend to. She also needs the time and space, right? But so at this time now, it's her, the business daughter, and I need to give her the comfort, the ease, and the relaxation of the mind. I'll be here for her. So the Surah was too happy. And the business made dua for her. Allah will protect you against the shaitan from in front, from behind, from the side, from all directions. That was why he said. But now, that occasion, what that occasion requires of you. So a little bit of understanding. Everything can't be spelled out. You've got a brain, you understand, all right, this is a circumstance. What does the circumstance require? Now, everything must be spelled out. It's difficult to spell out everything. Hadith Sahib Khunsi, Mu'adhan Wai Sahib Rahmatullahi, he'd call me Hazrat, Haji, Qutbul Waqt, and Qutbul Khunsi, right? But the man has to understand that, alright, this is now the man here. And when I'm addressing him, this is how I need to say it. A little bit of understanding will put you right. You'll get the equation right. But no thinking, no reflection, nothing at all. It's like one person brought a big watermelon to Thanabon, right? So Mullah had a lot of system in his place. Very busy sort of system. So he's got the watermelon and he's standing there. So Mullah says, what do you want? Mullah's getting good work that dog. He says, I would place his watermelon. He says, place it in my head there. So he took a place it on the head. But you get this time, this class, this is where we are. This is where we stand, you see. We don't think, don't understand how the other person wanted, why, when, how. We don't think. One person made a mistake, said, right. Yes, the Mullah says, can't pakar ke, muh par chapat maro. Hold the ear and give one slap. So he held Mullah's ear. You see, this is where we are today. The understanding is gone. That time, the people lost it that time. The Mullah is, he passed away in 1942 somewhere. And this must have happened, say, 30 years before that, 20, 30 years. So it's 100 years. Right? How much more people have deteriorated? So this faculty of understanding, reasoning, that we don't want to use it at all. We don't want to be spoon-fed or too, be too relaxed and casual about it once you do it. Either be too relaxed or be too thick and dense, we can't understand. And these things you can't say, the senior can't speak about it, but the junior has to think. Now see how Asma Rajah and how she conducted herself, just that few minutes, and what dua she got off of it. For the whole, the rest of her life, she is quite, she's made it. So this Kaab Aslami Rajah, Rasulullah was asking, Sal Mahbada, every sahabi, humility, respect, muhabbat, concern, so all the ingredients that made the way. بِأَيِّ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِحْتَدَيْتُمْ All these aspects were there. That made them the muqtada. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ When I got a chance now today, then I rather ask for the ultimate. I can't be, Ya Rasulullah, my shoes are broken, make dua for that. Or, you know, I don't have a house of my own, I must get a house. Or I must get one investment. No, I don't always see that. Because he's got a concern. The concern will open your mind. See that fikr, it opens your mind. Intention, your concern, opens your mind. You understood now, if you want to ask for these things, they're transitory. You have to leave it. You leave it or they leave you. What are the two? It happens. If it's coming from Rasulullah, let me ask the ultimate. And everybody, see, when I speak about the Sahaba, when I speak about the Qadir, there's a lot of similarity, a lot of semblance. Now look at the principle of Darul Diyoban, Mawlana Habibur Rahman Sahib, right? Very great, right? So, he's in the khidmat of Mawlana Gangohi Sahib. On the one side, he's a principal of the greatest madrasa in the whole Indian subcontinent. But he will make sure that he'll prepare the tea for Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi. He'll make sure. And then he'll want a small compliment. How was the tea today? So Mawlana's temperament was very refined. Well, I would say, theek tha, lekin kacche paani ka boo aa raha tha. There was some traces of water in that. Now he's thinking, hey, what's happening? How? What's creating that? So eventually, he thought, all right, you know what's happening? I just washed the cup and I poured the tea. So there's traces of water on the walls of the cup. So that now is affecting the taste. See, when I wash the cup and I just pour the tea now, so that will affect the taste. So eventually he got to him, this was happening. So he wiped the cup, put it against the furnace, not dried. Now you got the tea right. And ask his sentence. Ask the mashallah bala khubta. Right. So, Gangohi Sahib is asking him. He's asking him. Ke sab apne halat ko bayan karte hain. Aap to kuch kehte nahi. Everybody they relate the halat, right? But you're not saying anything. So he pondered for a moment. Says, "Yahan to khidmat ka mauka mil jata hai. Wahan, I get to be in your company here." Can I get your company there? So, Mawlana says, "Zarur, zarur, inshallah, definitely happen." You see, they look for that opportunity, that concern, that figure, that mind is there. When the mind is there, that figure is there, then the du'as flow. Then they're not asked, then the du'as flow. So, Kaab Samir. Radiyallahu says, but murafaqataka fil jannah. Your company in Jannah, this is what I want. And I ask you, can there be anything greater you got the resource and the company, anything greater that you can bargain and think of. So, Rasulullah asked him, "Awa ghayra dhalik, anything else besides this? Who was that? But this, I want this." So, Nabi some teaches him, alright. Fa inni ala nafsika bi kasrati sujood. Like, this is done now. But you must also support me, making a lot of namaz, right? The first namaz, you know, it was who came to the masjid, came early, charged, awabin, tahajjud, the first namaz, try and read that in excess. Now, but the Shaykh Muhammad, he comments on the hadith. You know, there's different classes of people. Someone is only the khidmat is important. And I mustn't make fikr for myself. My own taqwa, my own nafal, my own Quran Sharif, my own self, I mustn't. So he thinks only the khidmat is great. And the next person thinks only the ibadat is great, the khidmat is not important. I must do what, you know, what is told me, I just do that. And I mustn't worry about the khidmat, etc. So there's two parts, the association, number one, and number two is your own striving as well. You also work. You also commit yourself, do something. So you are doing something and you got the association. Khidmat means association. If I say now service, then everybody will be here. I'll have to serve them. So the khidmat means association. I just explained idiomatic, right? Understand? So someone feels that just association is enough, and everything will happen with association. So that's half the job. And others think, no, it's my general, I have to strive for it. The association is not important, immaterial. I did the work, if I did it here or I did there, what's the difference? In nazar, right, when you make nazar, right, I will perform two rakats of namaz in Talimuddin. Or I will give the poor of Talimuddin some zakat, some money I'll give, right? So is it permissible now to go and perform the namaz, for example, after you made this nazar in Grey Street or in Mallinson or Hilal? Is it permissible then to give the poor in Hilal? Permissible. So it doesn't become mutayyan, mutayyin. Nazar doesn't become mutayyan, mutayyin. This is a term right now. Everything will translate into difficult. So as long as you perform the namaz, whether here, whether in any other masjid, whether you fed the poor here or there, the nazar is complete. So, see how people misconstrue. Someone feels that just the association is right, enough. Or khidmat se sab kuch ho jayega. Sohbat se sab kuch ho jayega. And the other feels, no, it's my life, I need to do something. So I need to make the effort. So that's, both are incomplete. Get the association and work also. You're working also, and you got the association. Now this equation is complete, it's perfected. Inshallah, now you'll get to your goal, inshallah. So you also do something, and you need to understand that there is a thing like association. Both complementing each other completes the whole puzzle. Allah Akbar.